where the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. Hi, I'm Rob West. You may have heard us say that the Bible has more than 2,300 verses related to money and possessions. Sharon Epps joins us today for a fascinating discussion on the depth and breadth of financial wisdom found in God's Word. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, Sharon Epps is in the studio with me today. Sharon is the president of Kingdom Advisors, our parent organization. Kingdom Advisors is dedicated to training financial professionals to guide and advise you according to biblical principles. And Sharon, it's great to have you back.
I think we can still say Happy New Year. Happy New Year,
Rob. I think we can. Happy New Year. I'm delighted to have you here for the first time this year. I know there'll be many more to come, but I'm looking forward to today because we're going to kind of do a flyover of biblical financial wisdom, right?
We are. I just think it's helpful sometimes to step back and have a high-level overview of what God's Word says about financial principles and how they fit together. So we're going to fly over about 10 of those real quickly.
All right. Well, let's dive in. Where do you want to start today?
Well, one of the best places to start, I think, is with our cash flow and living expenses, primarily because that's where we live and what we think about most often.
Yeah.
And the principle there, you've heard it here on Faith and Finance, is we need to spend less than we earn. Philippians says, I've learned to be content in whatever situation I am in. And the Apostle Paul knew exactly what we needed to hear, that we need to be content wherever God's placed us and reduce our living expenses when we can as one of the fastest ways to increase our cash flow.
Yeah, so a lot of folks out there listening today, they may be feeling the pinch, struggling a bit. Obviously, increasing cash flow can come from income or expenses. You're saying the expenses are the quickest way to do it. I'm interested, though, Sharon, why you go to contentment as it relates to spending less than you earn. What's the connection between the
two? Well, if we're not content with what we have, how can God entrust us with more? And so starting with where we are is the best place to start.
I love it. That's so true. All right, what's next?
Well, believe it or not, focus on your children. Train your children. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he won't depart from it. And when we say train children, it means be an example.
Yeah.
Because they catch what we do more than what we say.
Yeah, that's so true, Sharon. And we can obviously train them in the financial literacy, and that's important, how to balance a checkbook, if we still use checkbooks, how to understand the power of compound interest and the dangers of debt. But we also need to teach them a biblical worldview of money as well, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. All right, very good. The next area is related to borrowing. It's another biggie. It's, of course, not a sin, but definitely something God wants us to be careful about, right?
Well, Proverbs 22:7 says, the rich rules over the poor and the borrower is slave of the lender. And I sure have seen that many, many times. And I think the things we need to remember is that borrowing can deny God an opportunity to work or to provide for us. And it always presumes on the future.
Yeah, it's so good. Sharon, I know there's been some helpful questions we've shared in the past for folks that are considering borrowing. Will you cover those for us?
Yes, there's four of them. The first one is, we don't want to borrow unless the economic return is greater than the economic cost. Secondly, do you have unity with your spouse?
Yeah.
That's an important thing in all matters in our finances. Third, is there not any other alternative? Have you considered the alternatives? And then finally, is there a guaranteed way to repay, a way that we believe is certain and that we're not betting on something out there that might happen?
Yeah, and that's where we get into this idea of surety that the Bible talks about. We want that sure way to repay. All right, one more before we take our first break. Of course, this one has to do with where a lot of folks have been here at the start of the year, right?
Absolutely. It's the importance of goal setting. And Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. And so when we prayerfully set goals, it's a way that we commit our work to the Lord and we say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done.
Yeah, I love what the founding director of Kingdom Advisors, Ron Blue, says. He says, write your goals in the sand on the seashore, and that way you're ready to allow them to be changed as the Lord leads, right?
We do, yes.
All right. Well, Sharon Epps is here today. We're talking about biblical financial principles. You know, here on Faith and Finance each day, we want to encourage you from God's Word to have a biblical worldview when it comes to money and financial decision-making. That starts with God's Word and these 2,300 verses that are in the Bible about money and possessions. But what are those principles? Well, many more of them we'll cover just around the corner. Sharon Epps is president of Kingdom Advisors. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's every kid's dream this time of year, a time when kids strain their ears for the latest weather report. What am I talking about? Snow days. When it snows so much or gets so cold, school is canceled. It's also a teachable moment, a reminder of God's power over all things, including the weather. Psalm 147. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? But God shows us his power most of all in this, that Almighty God humbled himself to save you and me through the cross of Christ. Grow in your walk with Jesus with Anchor Devotional. Get it today at getanchor.com.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Jesus told his disciples to go and tell others that he was risen indeed. What better way to do that than with the next door neighbor to North America? I'm Charles Morris with an invitation to join me and David Wolin and our Spanish speaker Danny Rojas for the next Haven Today and a program called A Haven of Hope for Cuba.
Haven Today, weekday mornings at 4:30 Central on American Family Radio. Listen online at afr.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Many in the Middle East are going through horrific circumstances and are seeking refuge in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is bringing them hope, and now you can help.
We endured shelling and hunger. We witnessed death everywhere.
$116 brings emergency supplies and the hope that only comes through the gospel.
I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and his salvation.
Give now at faithfi.com/Lebanon or call 888-201-5577.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, president of Kingdom Advisors. By the way, you can learn more about Kingdom Advisors at kingdomadvisors.com. Perhaps you're a financial professional wanting to integrate your faith and your practice. Kingdomadvisors.com will be a great place for you to start. Sharon, as you know, we're covering the waterfront today as it relates to biblical financial wisdom. And a lot of folks are surprised to hear that money is almost the most talked about topic in the Bible, isn't it?
It is. We like to say there's over 2,300 verses that have something to do with money.
Yeah, and so we're going to give you some of those principles today. Before the break, we talked about many of them. We talked about the importance of goal setting according to biblical wisdom, spending less than you earn, the dangers of debt, and training up the next generation of children. Sharon, I want to turn the corner, and this is a topic that a lot of folks don't want to think about, but tax time is right around the corner. What do we take out of God's God's word related to the paying of taxes.
Well, believe it or not, Jesus even spoke to this in Luke 20:25. He said to them, then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. And I think the main thing is we need to remember that taxes are always symptomatic of income. We would not need to pay any taxes if we didn't have income.
That's right.
And reducing taxes will always cost you something. So often people look for tax deductions that actually cause them to spend more to get to the deduction.
Mm. Yeah, so if I see taxes as symptomatic of God's provision, then I can actually, and I'm actually going to say this, I can actually rejoice in the paying of taxes. Is that right?
We can, because we know that God provided.
All right, I like it. All right, let's move to another biggie, and this is the area of investing. What does God's word say about investing?
Well, first of all, remember that this is a flyover. We certainly can't say everything, but I think one of the verses that's really helpful to us is Ecclesiastes 11, 1 and 2, where it says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 or even to 8, for you know not what disaster may happen on the earth. Mm. And there's so many principles embedded in that verse. We want to diversify. We want to get rich slowly. And with everything, we want to be sure that our spouses are in agreement. Now, there's a lot going on outside of us in this investment realm. And so economic uncertainty is going to be certain. We won't always know that we made exactly the right decision. Cycles are normative, and we need to seek godly counsel because of this. We can't just go it alone.
Mm, yeah, that's really helpful. And I think those principles are so key. We certainly see those play out anytime we're investing. All right, this next area to look to related to biblical wisdom involves net worth. We talked about investing. When we invest over the long haul, it helps to build our net worth. But how do we think about our balance sheet or our net worth in light of biblical truth?
Well, first of all, let's make sure we know what net worth is. Net worth is simply the things that I own less the things that I owe, and what's left over is our net worth.
That's right.
And so often we tend to get net worth and self-worth intertwined. Mm. And we think if our net worth increases, our self-worth increases. Yeah. And that's just not God's principles. In fact, Proverbs 23, 4 and 5 says, do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it's gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. And I think the main point there is that money is a tool to accomplish God's purposes and to accomplish goals that he has for us on earth, and that we can't rely on that net worth to have our own security. And we need to answer that question, how much is enough and how much could be too much?
Yeah, that's really helpful. And this, of course, involves our balance sheet, our net worth. You gave us a definition of that. So we need to answer the question, how much is enough to accumulate? We also need to answer the how much is enough question for our monthly spending, or what you might call our lifestyle, right?
Yes, on both sides of the equation, that cash flow that we talked about at the very first, as well as our balance sheet.
How have you counseled people in determining enough? What does that look like?
Well, I think it's individual to every family. In fact, it's why we recommend that you have a certified kingdom advisor to help you through that process. But we look at what goals God's laid on our hearts, the plans. See, this is how it's all intertwined. The plans that he's put before us that we need to accomplish. And when we look at those things, we can begin to draw a picture of how much is enough for now and for in the future, and ask the Lord, what would you have us to do with everything above that? Now, I'll also say the Lord might interrupt your plans and actually have you give or invest some that was in your enough. So it's a continual conversation with the Lord about what he wants us to keep for the future and what he wants us to give away.
I love that. Yeah, that's so helpful. All right, let's move along. This next one comes up in a question we get once in a while, Sharon. Is insurance, and specifically life insurance, biblical?
Well, you know, I think the concept of insurance is one of providing for your family. Am I thinking about how my family can be taken care of when I might be gone? And certainly that concept of provision is biblical. It doesn't indicate a lack of faith. It actually indicates planning, like we were talking about, and asking the Lord to show us what is the best amount of insurance for our family's needs. And by the way, that changes over time and in different seasons of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. And Sharon, I know you've had these calls before and counseled folks in this situation. I can think of a caller just last week who her husband passed away, but he was providing even in his death through life insurance, and that weight that was lifted knowing that I can continue to cover my bills because this is now available to me is just so significant.
Yes, it can be a huge blessing.
Yeah. All right. This next one covers a lot of ground. Tell us what it is.
Well, as we're doing this high flyover, these last couple, I want to just take us to the heart of the matter. And this is a concept of life planning. And the reason that we like this concept is that life planning is not just about our financial capital. It involves spiritual capital and social capital as well. And that's why it's so important, is because our finances are a tool to accomplish the spiritual things and the social things that God's put on our heart. And we're going to always have simultaneous and competing priorities.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to always make choices. And our decisions are not independent of one another. When I decide to do option A, it automatically means that I'm not doing option B. And so the more that we can have a long-term perspective, the better we can make those decisions and those trade-offs. And sometimes we exhibit financial maturity when we're able to give up today's desires for those longer-term benefits.
Oh, yeah. And there's this principle that I know you talk about often, that the longer term, the perspective, the better the financial decision will make today. And folks, if you think about that, you'll know that it's true. It's easy to say, it's harder to do. But if you can keep that in mind, you will make better decisions. All right, Sharon, unfortunately, we're getting short on time, but I know you wanted to end with a question for our listeners today, didn't you?
I do. I think the main thing that we want to remember is that God owns it all, and our role is a trustee or a steward. And in that role, oftentimes we need counsel, and we need certified kingdom advisors who are able to walk alongside of us to help walk us through all of these principles and how they apply to our situation. And so I just wanted to point out today, are you a CPA, a financial advisor, or another financial professional that your heart beats a little stronger when you hear us talk about these things?
Yeah.
And you'd like to integrate these faith concepts? We would really encourage you to go to kingdomadvisors.com/get certified and learn more about how to teach these.
All right, financial advisors, check it out today, kingdomadvisors.com/get certified. Now, if you need a certified Kingdom Advisor, head to faithfi.com, and right there at the top of the page, it'll say Find a CKA. All right, it's time for your questions. And Sharon, you're going to stick around and take questions with me today, right?
I will.
All right, I always enjoy that. And I know you do too. So let's talk about what you're thinking about in your financial life today. You've got to take the next step. Call right now, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
So I just joined 1 Million Moms.
But I
know I should have done it a few years ago when you sent your email about the trash in the media, but it just didn't seem to be worth it then.
So what changed?
Oh my goodness, have you seen that preview? It's pornographic.
Media isn't going to get better until concerned consumers get involved. 1 Million Moms has been calling on us to do just that for 14 years, with many successes along the way. When you see something, say something at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, President of Kingdom Advisors. Sharon joins us regularly on this program to help you understand biblical truth, but also to tackle your financial questions. We want to help you uncover God's wisdom and apply it to your financial situation. So whatever you're thinking about financially today, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's right. We have lines open right now at 800-525-7000. Sharon and I would be delighted to speak with you. All right, Sharon, you ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go to New York. Michelle, you'll be our first caller. Thanks for your call today. Go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So this is in follow-up to the January 3rd call that I made. My husband and I are able to live off of my salary and his retirement, but he just got a job. And so I called in to ask if we should put that money toward the mortgage or my student loan. It's about the same amount, $47,000 in both pots. Well, I was excited with your advice. I went home and told my husband, and I'm recounting the story. And he says, well, did you mention that it's a rental property? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I did not. So I was wondering if that would change your guidance.
Yeah, so just to be
that
clear,
detail.
So you own your primary residence free and clear. This $47,000 is on a rental, and that's what you're looking at versus the student loan, correct?
So we're renting right now.
Oh,
we live in a different location than the property. That used to be our
Got
home,
it.
But our jobs take us elsewhere.
Okay, very good.
All right. Well, thanks for that clarification, Michelle. I mean, I really appreciate the desire to get out of debt. And so when you have that desire, I think our advice stays similar to that. See how the Lord would have you do it. I would just go back to some of the basics. Are you planning to continue to rent long term? Do you want to buy another home while still maintaining that rental property? We need to look at what cash reserves you might need to be building up before we really answer the question on the paying off of debt. Help me with what your plans are relative to your own home that you're currently renting.
So we are probably going to be moving overseas soon because our jobs kind of take us there. And we, in our salaries, we get cost of living wherever we are. So we're going to be staying to rent. And yeah, that's really all of our debt, the rental property and then the student loans.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think with the fact that you don't need to be saving reserve to purchase another home, you're taken care of with your living expenses overseas, then I would just encourage you to follow the original advice and use what we call the avalanche method to pay one or the other off, depending on which is the highest interest rate. Do you recall the interest rate on each of the loans?
Yes, 5.08, 6.02, and 6.08 for the student loans, and 2.5 on the mortgage.
All right. Well, I think there we could just make an economic decision and say, let's go after the highest interest rate first on those student loans. I think the other thing that will happen is you'll feel some great achievements because you've got three of those. Pay the smallest one of those off first, and then the next and the next. And once you get that eliminated, you can turn your attention to the rental house.
Okay, thank you so much. So it's still the same.
It's still the same. But thanks for calling to follow up. We're thrilled for you, and I hope that your move overseas goes really well.
You too. Have a great day.
Thank you. Jerry from North Carolina, how can we help you today?
Hey there. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question is, I understand there's a way that I can give from my IRA that's in my credit union directly to a charitable contribution without having to pay taxes on it. Is that true, and how does it work?
Yes, absolutely. Jerry, let me ask you a question. Have you reached the age that you are able to take required minimum distributions from your IRA?
I'm not sure what age that is.
Well, so with the QCD, you have to be at least 70 and a half, even though they've pushed the RMD back a little bit. What is your age?
I am 72 right now. I'll be 73 this year.
All right. So you're in a great position to do this. You have met the age where you do need to be taking money out. But instead of taking out for yourself, if you don't need it, you can make a charitable transfer direct out of your IRA. You'll just need to talk to the agent who's managing your IRA account and ask them what your minimum distribution is at this time and tell them you'd like to make it direct to charity rather than taking it personally.
Yeah, this is a great charitable giving option, Jerry. We like it a lot for the reasons you mentioned. It allows you to make a gift direct to a ministry or charity that's on your heart. Do that without recognizing that as income, which any other distribution from your IRA would result in you paying taxes on it. This avoids that, which means you get to give the full amount to the charity. They get to take it and use it for their purposes. And when the time comes, you'll be able to count that toward your RMD, your required minimum as well. So does all that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. You seem a little hesitant. Any other questions?
No, I was, I don't. I was a little bit concerned about the required minimum distribution. Can you give more than the required minimum distribution, which I probably will be doing?
You will, yeah. So that's been a kind of a moving target. So it's now 73 if you reach age 72 after December 31st of 2022. So that sounds like that might be your situation. I'd check with your CPA just to be sure exactly when the deadline is. With that first year that you have to do it, it's going to be April the 1st. But yeah, the IRS publishes a table that says based on your balance and your age, with your life expectancy, what the amount is you need to take out each year. But you can go well above that. You can do up to $100,000 with your QCD. So anything that you give up to your RMD would satisfy your RMD, and then you can continue to give beyond that, as you desire.
Oh, okay, great. That answers all my questions.
Very good. So just be in touch with the brokerage firm or the custodian that handles your account. Let them know what you want to do. They'll get that paperwork to you either, in paper or electronic form. And then let that ministry or charity or your church know that it's coming. A lot of times that catches them by surprise. It's not a hard process, but they just need to probably look into exactly how they need to handle that. And they'll be glad you let them know. Thanks for your call, Jerry. Hey, we've got some lines open today. Sharon and I are here taking your questions. Call right now, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing and the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Progressive elites in Hollywood, big tech, mainstream media, and higher academia are lying to our next generation. They want to convince our young people that America's biblical foundation is offensive, outdated, and must be overthrown. Your gift today will unleash AFA Action to share the timeless truth of why protecting the biblical family is essential to the survival of the American Republic. You'll also get the free DVD and booklet set, Progressive Threat to the American Republic. Visit AFAaction.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Helping you see God as your ultimate treasure, this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We want to take you into Scripture each day, encourage you, point you back to God's Word, but also be really helpful and practical as you answer the financial questions you're wrestling with. I'm Rob West, Sharon Epps with me today, and we're taking those questions at 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We do have a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Jerry about qualified charitable distribution. We threw out a few terms there just to make sure you're clear on that alphabet soup. QCD is qualified charitable distribution. That's where you give out of your IRA without recognizing any taxes after 70 and a half. RMD is a required minimum distribution. That's the age where you need to begin withdrawing from a 401k or an IRA, another pre-tax retirement savings vehicle. That number has been moving. It's now at 73. It's continuing to move out, but there is a point where you have to start pulling out a scheduled amount each year based on the IRS table. So hopefully that helps you. We'd love to tackle whatever you're thinking about today. And Sharon, we started the program by just kind of giving an overview of biblical financial wisdom. We threw a lot at them.
We did. And I know sometimes it can feel a little bit overwhelming. And that's why we're here every day to talk about what God's Word says. It's also why we have certified kingdom advisors to help you on your journey. So we just want to encourage that in each of these areas, there's counsel to guide you. And the Bible says that there's wisdom in the abundance of counselors, and we believe in that. So we just want to encourage you today that there is a lot to cover, but there are people to walk alongside you with a biblical worldview that can help you with your financial decision making.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, we have an opportunity for you Friday. If you're in debt, you want to get out of debt, and perhaps what you're lacking is a plan to do that. One of our certified Christian financial counselors is doing a free workshop Friday afternoon, and you can sign up, have some helpful insights and tips on how you can get out of debt. Perhaps this is the year you want to get out of debt once and for all. Just go to faithfi.com/debt-free. That's faithfi.com/debt-free, and you can sign up for one of those remaining spots. All right, we're taking your calls and questions today. The line is open, and the number is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Yolanda called in a moment ago. Looks like we lost you, Yolanda. So if you'd like to talk about that home equity loan, we'd love to tackle that question with us. Give us a call back. Sharon, there's a trend that I read about just the other day. It's called loud budgeting. And here's what it is. So think Gen Y, Gen Z. So these are younger people. And on social media, the trend historically was you kind of celebrate maybe a fancy vacation or a new car. Well, it seems like these younger folks, especially in light of high inflation and rising costs, are celebrating frugality.
Yes.
And so they're celebrating that I've stretched my budget, or, you know, look, I found this secondhand clothing, or guess what? I'm cooking at home now instead of using DoorDash, and look how much I saved. Talk about the connection between frugality and God's word as we think about money management.
Well, you know, I think each generation has its great things to celebrate, and then I think it has its temptations that can that the evil one can use to lead them away from God's word. So frugality on the surface is not a bad thing. It's the why behind it. So am I saving just so that I can have a huge big nest egg? Am I saving for reasons that are other than what God's leading me to do? And I think the thing that's a little concerning to me about the frugality movement is there could be the potential to not be generous. Mm-hmm. So if I'm making the least amount possible and I'm spending the least amount possible, am I thinking about from God's perspective how I might share with the world? And so those would be just some things that as this frugality movement, which by the way, the generations before could learn from.
Yes.
So it's the good and the bad tension that we all have. And I think at the end of the day, we just have to remember, let's ask the Lord, what would you have me do with the money that you've entrusted me with?
Yeah, so it starts with that heart condition. It's, as you said, Sharon, the why behind it. Spending less than you earn is important. Being frugal, living simply is a good thing as long as your heart posture is in the right place. So I appreciate those thoughts as well.
Well, we do have a caller, Scott from Mississippi. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I've got a concern about some of the Christian healthcare share ministries, and they certainly are appealing to us. But one of the things is you look at some of them, the maximum coverage is not really adequate to what some of the current hospital bills that you see nowadays. And that would be a great concern if you were in the hospital for more than 4, 5, 6 days. And if the maximum coverage is, say, $100,000 or $125,000, that bill could really accrue, and I don't know if you'd be stuck for the difference. That's the issue that I struggle with right now with some of the those ministries.
Well, first of all, Scott, let me just applaud that you're doing your research and checking into the details, and I think that that's one of the key pieces. I think the thing to remember is that most health insurance policies also have those limitations, and so as you're comparing and looking at your options, that's going to be true whether it is a health care sharing program or if it's a health insurance policy. There will be those limitations, and we need to just do our due diligence. I think one of the great things about the healthcare sharing programs is that they have negotiated rates with hospitals and doctors much like the insurance programs do. And so therefore, it's a much better situation. Even with limits, it's a much better situation than being uninsured because you are getting those discount and negotiated contracted rates that are made through the medical sharing program, just like an insurance company does.
Yeah, that's right. And I will say, you know, the underwriter here at Faith and Finance is Christian Healthcare Ministries. A lot of our team, several of our team members are actually using CHM, have had a great experience. And there is something that you can add on top of the program through CHM that will actually give you unlimited coverage. And so you have the ability, if that's a concern, where you want to be able to go past $125,000, you know, per illness, there is the ability to have that protection so that your share actually continues to rise and, you know, could even go up into the millions. So I would reach out to chministries.org, Scott, to learn more about that. But you're right. You need to be, you know, well educated on these programs and understand what the limitations are, if any, before you make a decision. Is that helpful?
That was why I called. And is that information from CHM, is that available online, or is that you have to reach out to someone from the company?
No, it is. chministries.org, and all the details are there, including how you add on to go above that max.
Well, great. That was why I called.
All right. God bless you, Scott. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it. To Sharon in Texas. Sharon, how can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
My daughter has her FICO score keeps going down on her one credit card, and it shows when she investigated it, it shows she has one missed payment on the TransUnion. So how will she find out what the missed payment is? Because she has no idea what that is for.
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's do this. If you don't mind holding, we're up against a break. But as we come back from this break, we'll tackle credit scores and credit reports and how she might be able to investigate that a bit further. So stay on the line, Sharon. We'll be back with you here in just a moment. Folks, as we head into this break, we do have room for a few more questions in our final segment. Whatever you're thinking about financially today, Sharon Epps and I are here to answer those questions. 800-525-7000. Call right now and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, the home of happy parents and healthy teens on AFR.net. I serve as your expert guide to engage, equip, encourage, and empower you to navigate life's toughest issues with your teens. We explore health impacts and home strategies to create a safe space in an unsafe world. The Dr. Nurse Mama Show on AFR.net.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in Securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Welcome back to Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Just before the break, we were talking with Sharon in Texas about a question on her credit report, her daughter's credit report. By the way, Sharon, I'm also Sharon, originally from Texas, so it's great to talk to you. But we wanted to get some answers on your daughter's TransUnion report that's reporting a late payment. So there's a couple of things here. One is I would encourage her to go to the credit card issuer. Usually you can just go to the website and pull up your statement and make sure that it is correct, that a payment was actually missed. Sometimes payments can be misapplied. And if that's the case, then she would need to talk to customer service with that credit card and get that ironed out. But probably most likely it was just an oversight on the part of your daughter. One quick thing to know, just from a credit reporting perspective, they consider a payment to be late if it's after the due date but before that billing cycle ends, but they consider it to be missed if it wasn't made before the billing cycle ends. And so just overlooking it for 20 days or so can actually move it into that missed column. Best thing she can do is just be dedicated to making timely payments, maybe even perhaps before the due date, to build that credit back up, and that should clear it up.
Mm. Is she looking just at the credit score, Sharon, or does she actually have a copy of that TransUnion report?
No, she's looking at the credit score, and she always pays everything, like when she gets it, when it comes in, or she pays it even before, like her rent. She always paid that before, where she didn't understand she was paying a month in advance. So when she would change apartments, she, you know, would have overpaid.
Yeah. Well, she sounds like she's really responsible. I think her next step, Sharon's exactly right about checking with the creditor, but I think her next step is, in addition to that, pulling a copy of her TransUnion report. In fact, she probably should pull all three. She would go to annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com. She'll be able to pull those reports free. This is not the score. We're wanting the report itself. It will list all of her active accounts, and it will show their status, whether they're in good standing and current, whether they're behind and have missed payments, and when they occurred. And then that will clue her in on where this is actually coming from if she's confused about that piece of it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it would help a lot because I just didn't know how to find out. So check with the credit card first and then the annualcreditreport.com.
Correct. And pull certainly the TransUnion, but go ahead and pull all three, and then she'll know exactly where that missed payment is. Unfortunately, she, being a young person, probably has a lack of credit. So one missed payment, you know, is going to have a more profound effect negatively on her just because she doesn't have the history that you do or I do, because we've been doing this a lot longer. So, but she can get it back up. She doesn't need to worry about it, but it is important to stay on top of it. So hopefully that helps you. We appreciate your call today very, very much. You know, Sharon, as we talk about, and we started today by talking about biblical wisdom of money management, we talked about investing from God's word and from God's perspective. And you mentioned diversification. You mentioned a long time horizon, having spousal unity, monitoring your emotions and anxiety. There's another aspect of investing around faith-based investing that we've been talking about lately. And I think it often starts with an inward conviction to make sure you're not misaligned. It can also involve a desire to have an outward impact where you're engaging. And we hear Jerry Boyer talk about that on Fridays, or whether you're embracing companies that are promoting human flourishing. This is a kind of a new opportunity, I'd say, in the last 5 years that believers just weren't aware of.
It is. And I think the important thing is to realize every dollar we have belongs to God. And I think the question is, how can I use it in the most God-honoring way and to have the best ability to advance his kingdom? And so we know that our generosity dollars do that, but we also have the opportunity with our investing to make decisions according to our own personal convictions that help advance his kingdom as well. And I think what's most exciting to me that's going on here, and this is still a developing part of the industry, is that there were some opportunities that were only available to private investors, investors that had millions of dollars to invest. And there is a movement of asset manager companies that are working to make investments available to those of us that have maybe less than millions of dollars to invest, but yet with still some of these opportunities to make an impact, to embrace and support companies who are doing great things, and then even to avoid some that might be and not consistent with our Christian values.
Yeah, it's an exciting way to think about not only applying God's wisdom to your planning decisions, which is where we started today, but also to your investment decisions, which is really exciting. All right, phone lines are open, 800-525-7000. We've got time for maybe one or two more questions today before we round out the program. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, Jackie, go ahead.
Well, good morning. I was calling about QCDs. And I had read that you know, after age 70 and a half, if you're still working, that you really don't want to use a traditional IRA because they will not allow you to deduct that whole amount from your income. And I wondered if you guys are familiar with that. They said to do a Roth instead, or otherwise, after 70 and a half, if you put that money in, that's how it will work, so I was calling to see
That's interesting. I mean, there have been some changes in the laws related to IRAs. Previous laws actually stopped you from making contributions to a traditional IRA after 70 and a half. That's changed, though. So you can now contribute at any age. Now, the required minimum still applies at 73, age 73 in 2023 and 2024, and then it's going to move out even older in 2025. But no, you can now contribute beyond 70 and a half. You're right. You have to have the earned income. So up to your earned income or the max, but you do have the ability to take that deduction because of some of the changes in the law. But I appreciate you asking about that, and I'm glad you mentioned the qualified charitable distribution, because again, we think that's one of those really powerful tools that you can take advantage of in this season of life to accelerate your giving, perhaps way beyond what you thought you could do previously. Sharon, there's a few other biblical financial topics that we didn't get to touch on. One of those is, of course, wealth transfer, thinking about choosing the next steward as our really last stewardship decision.
You know, this is the most exciting thing to me, is that we have the opportunity to make decisions now that will bless generations of our family and even opportunities for kingdom work even after we're gone. And I know that there's something sometimes that we feel reluctant. We don't want to think about what happens after we're gone.
Yeah.
And yet God's entrusted us with this money and entrusted us with the next steward. And so one of our favorite questions is the next steward chosen and prepared? And that steward might be a child. It might be a charity. It might be another cause that you want to invest in. And so we really think that wealth transfer includes estate planning, but it's not only estate planning. It's not just drawing up all the legal documents, but it's asking those questions. Who does it go to? When does it transfer? And are they ready?
Yeah, I love that. You know, as we think about our children, you know, we might think, well, are they ever going to be completely ready to inherit wealth? And yet what we're talking about primarily is, yes, financial maturity, and that's key, but also, and perhaps first, spiritual maturity.
It is, because if they have the spiritual maturity, then they can be prepared appropriately to handle the financial assets that will be entrusted to them. I think the other thing about children, Rob, is that we love them all the same, but we also need to treat them according to their needs and differently. So my personal example, I have three married children, all making great incomes. And then I have a single child, and all are adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our wealth transfer, and all the children know this at this point, our single adult child is also a school teacher, so her salary is lower than some of the others. So she has a little different share in our wealth transfer planning than the married children. They all know it, and they know the reason why. And it's some of the thing that's important to us to make sure she's taken care of, as well as the older kids do.
And I think part of what's key about what you just said, Sharon, is that assumes that the estate planning and wealth transfer decision-making process is going to continue. It's not a set it and forget it, because you may change that down the road.
It is. There's been so many changes in our family, even in the last 5 years, that I really recommend that you at least take a look at it once a year. Just ask yourself, are we okay where we are? And that you take a deeper dive, either with your certified kingdom advisor or a Christian estate planning attorney, and make sure that laws haven't changed, just that you've done a really thorough review.
Yeah, very good. All right, this last area that we wanted to hit on quickly before we run out of time today is the idea of work. Obviously, God created us to be workers. That happened before the fall. So this is important, as we have this attribute of God, a worker himself.
And I think sometimes we think that work is not spiritual unless we're a pastor or working in some ministry position. And yet any work that we do to the glory of God is spiritual. I love Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Mm.
And so God's prepared you to do the work you're doing. And are you doing it for his glory? Then it means it is spiritual work.
I love that. And by the way, speaking of work, if you're working as a financial advisor, Sharon is the president of Kingdom Advisors, and we would love to invite you to become a part of the Kingdom Advisors family. Perhaps consider earning the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. You've heard us talk about that several times today. Financial advisors who are believers out there, check it out today at kingdomadvisors.com. Well, Sharon, it's always a joy to have you. Thanks for being in the studio today.
Oh, thanks. It's a privilege.
All right. That's Sharon Epps again, president of Kingdom Advisors. And thanks for tuning in today, being along with us as we've answered your questions, talked about God's word as it relates to money, and hopefully encouraged you along the way. On behalf of our team today, Devin Patrick, Robert Youngblood, and Jim Henry, we couldn't do it without them. We're Rob West and Sharon Epps for Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. May the Lord bless you. I hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. I'll be here to do it all over again, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.